Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 21st day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masech Dabav Metzia, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Ches. After looking at the previous Mishnah, how a person has to take care of a lost animal that he's found, we now talk about other things, how you take care of them. Motzah Sefarim, if a person finds books or scrolls. In those days, the books were like scrolls. If you're going to keep it a long time by you, then make sure to open it up and read it every once in 30 days, because otherwise it can get all moldy and stiff. What happens if he doesn't know how to read? He's so illiterate. Then he should roll the scroll from beginning to end once in 30 days. That's how their books were in those days, like Megillus, like our Sefer Torah. Avol lo yilmoid bohen batchila. But he shouldn't use that scroll as a textbook that he's learning for the first time. Because something that he's never learnt before and he has to spend a long time, it could be that he'll be on that sheet for a long time, and then that sheet could erase or could wither away. The writing could wither away. V'lo yikra acher imoy. Nor is someone else allowed to read with him at the same time that he's reading the scroll, because one could pull it in each direction and it could tear. Motzuksus, if he finds a garment that's lost and is minding it now for the owner. Menaro, he should shake it off from the dust achas l'shleshim yom, every 30 days, once in many 30 days. Don't do it more than that, because he could actually ruin it if he shakes it out too often. V'shoitcha l'tzarka, and he can spread it out l'tzarka for its need, in other words, to air it out. But he can't, for example, spread it out if it's a beautiful tapestry or nice garment, and then use that for decorate his house. That he can't do. K'lechaseth v'chlein nechoshes. If he finds silver kelim or copper kelim, mishtamash bohan latzarkam, then he can use them if it's for their need. In other words, for their protection, he needs to put them in the ground. That was how they would put the silver and copper cutlery, and therefore he should use them, because he's putting it in the ground, and if he leaves it too long there, it can get ruined. So he should use it every so often, so it doesn't get ruined there. But he's not allowed to use them constantly, because in a way that the copper and the silver would run off, would be ruined. For example, with silver, he should use them in cold water, silver dishes, not in hot water, because that tends to blacken them. Copper dishes, he should use the other way around, in hot water, but not in cold water. If he's found golden dishes and glass dishes, these things will not get rusty, and also glass dishes, of course, are fragile, and therefore the best thing is not to touch them. Put them away safely until Eliyahu comes. They're not going to get ruined. More chance of getting broken or ruined if you use them. Motzah sak oikupa, if he finds a bag, sackcloth or a big basket, v'chol davar she'ein darkei litol, or anything that a respectable person like him would not go around carrying it out in the street, it would be embarrassing for him, harzeh litol, then he doesn't have to take it. He's not chayiv to take someone's lost article. And the measuring test is, if it would be his own article, would he go chasing after it? And if he wouldn't, then he doesn't have to chase after someone else's as well. This is learned from the Pasuk, where it says, when it talks about returning a lost article, it says, you shall not see the ox of your brother or his sheep, and hisalamta mahem, and ignore them. From which we learn, the hisalamta, sometimes you do ignore it. When? One of the examples is, if it's a zoken, and not according to your kavod. If you're a respected person, it's not within your honor to do it. It's not bekavodik. Mishnah Tess. Ezohi Aveda, what's considered an Aveda, lost article? How do you know something's lost and that you're chayv to return it to the owner? Motzah Chamoira, Pororein Badarach. If a person finds a donkey or a cow wandering on the road, even though there's not a proper pasture there, Ein Zaveda, that's still not called an animal that's lost, Many times an animal will be let out on the road or on the pathway, and the owners know about it, so you're not chayv to take it and return it. But chamor v'chelav hafuchin, if one finds a donkey and its equipment is turned upside down, the saddle and the reins are upside down, or he sees pora rotza ben akromim, he sees a cow running around the vineyards and getting injured, getting damaged with its feet, harizaveda, that's certainly called a lost property, and he's chayv to take it and return it. What happens? Herzira, he returned it, uvarcha, and the animal broke loose again, fled. Herzira varcha, he returned it and broke loose again. Afilu arba v'chamisha pamim. Even if this happened 4 or 5 times, chayav lachzira, each time you have a new obligation to return it. Shenemar hashev tishivem, as it says, you shall surely return them. The word hashev teaches us even 100 times. Some say, I think the Rambam says, that the word hashev is the infinitive. Hashev, to be in a state of returning. Constantly. Hoya bottle misela. What happens if the fellow, in the time that he could have returned, in the time that he spent returning the object, didn't do work in which, and the time he could have earned a seller? It's a lot of money. La yomala, he should not tell the owner of the lost article, teni seller. I've returned your article, now give me a seller, because that's what I lost by taking care of your aveda, your lost article. Can't do that. Because the Balaveda can say to him, the owner of the article can say, you do not bother yourself as much with my Aveda, with my lost article, as much as you would have had to do a hard day's work to earn that seller. So I'm not giving you a full seller. But what he does have to give him, says the Mishnah, is Elanoisen lo schoroi kipoil bottle. It gives him the wages like a poil, like a worker that didn't have to do the hard work. That what it means is we estimate how much would a person would be willing to take a reduction in their pay in order to take off and do a much lighter job. So let's say his job, a hardworking job, and then he gets $100 a day, and the job that he's doing or that the amount of work that he would be the amount of money that he'd be willing to forego to do a much lighter job might be maybe $60. So he'd be happy to take a drop of $60 to $40 for a day, if he can do a much lighter job. Well, in that case, that would be the difference. That's the difference between $140. The $60 is what he would have to pay. Im yesh shom beis din, if there's a beis din around, masna bifnei beis din. If a person, in other words, if a person doesn't want to stop work, he doesn't want to lose his salary by taking care of someone's aveda, and there's 3 people there, which are based in, he's able to make a tanai, a condition, and to say, look, you are a based in, I'm making a condition, I'm only going to return the uncle's article on the condition that he will pay me whatever I lose from my job. In that case, the owner of the article has to comply, and he has to pay him not just the schar, the poil bottle, not just that difference in salary, but he has to pay him the full amount that he would have earned. What happens if there's no beis din around to give that declaration to, or to make that condition with? Imein shom beis din bifnei miyasna. Who's he going to make that condition with, asked the Mishnah. He doesn't want to lose his salary, and he wants to, and at the same time, he feels bad, says the Mishnah, shalei kodem. Yours comes first. Do your work. Leave the Aveda, leave the lost article. One is not chayiv, one is not obligated to take care of an Aveda when it's at the cost of losing the salary that he would have earned otherwise.